At the helm of Canada's team, the Toronto Maple Leafs, as Captain America, Austin Matthews. Matthews, who grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, is setting the National Hockey League on fire with his goal-scoring prowess and is threatening to become the first NHLer in more than 30 years to hit the 70-goal mark. Shortly after the All-Star break, the Leafs superstar had potted 42 goals in 49 games. At that pace, he'd hit 70 goals. And there's no reason to suspect he'll be slowing down anytime soon. His prolific offense is needed, too, because his Maple Leafs are in a dogfight for a playoff position, possibly third spot in the Atlantic Division, or at least one of the two wildcard positions available in the Eastern Conference. After starting the season with back-to-back three-goal games, Matthews, named the most valuable player at this year's All-Star Game, has since scored hat-tricks in two other games, and recorded 4 two-goal games. His career goal total is approaching 350 and has him on a potential trajectory to threaten Wayne Gretzky's all-time career record of 892 goals. 10 seasons of 50 goals would put him close to the great one. He's only 26 and should have at least 10 good years left, but as the hockey world has seen with the slow offensive decline of Alex Ovechkin in his mid to late 30s, there are no guarantees. The last 70-goal scorers in the NHL were Teemu Selänne and Alexander Mogilny, who tied for the league lead in 1992-93 with 76 goals. No one has hit 70 since. 70 goals in one season has been eclipsed 12 other times, by six other players. Gretzky did it four times. His 92 goals in 1981-82 remains the gold standard. Brett Hull hit 70 or more three times, and Mario Lemieux did it twice. The others were Phil Esposito, Jari Kurri and Bernie Nichols. While the Leafs have a strong core, Matthews, Mitch Marner, John Tavares and William Nylander are elite, the team's lack of depth and spotty goaltending are the reasons why Toronto is not among the top five or six contenders for the Stanley Cup. Still, Matthews is doing what he can to lift his team to greater heights. General manager Brad Treliving says Matthews sets a great example for the rest of the team. His commitment is to be the best, Treliving said. There's people who have God-given ability which he has. What nobody sees is the work that he puts in. As the NHL season winds its way toward the end of the regular season, Leaf fans will be keeping a close eye on the standings, hopeful that their team qualifies for postseason play. But they'll also be vitally interested in watching as Matthews chases the elusive 70-goal mark. Mike Bianchi of the Orlando Sentinel. It's kind of funny to hear Doc Rivers preaching patience after taking over as head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Doc, you took over a team that fired Adrian Griffin after he went 30-13 just 43 games into his first season as a head coach. If you want patience, then try fishing. Not coaching one of the NBA's best teams. Bianchi again. Did you hear about the marathon runner who ended up in jail? He was resisting arrest. A groaner from RJ Curry of SportsDeek.com. The top three Scotties Tournament of Hearts curling songs. 3. Sweep Caroline. 2. Rocks Anne. 1. Brush, Brush, Sweet Charlotte. Headline at FARC.com. The Commanders hire Dan Quinn. Can now expect a late-season collapse instead of an early-season collapse. Bob Molinaro of PilotOnly.com, Hampton, Virginia, Dan Quinn is a, wow, hire for the Washington Commanders. As in wow, that's the best they could do. Steve Simmons of the Toronto Sun. The Yankees have added Juan Soto. The Orioles have added Cy Young Award winner Corbin Burnes and new ownership. The Blue Jays have added 39-year-old Justin Turner, maybe to DH, maybe to play a little third base. One of these things is not like the others. Will Knights of Fried Egg Golf, on the spectacular putting display of Wyndham Clark during his round of 60 at Pebble Beach. At times it felt like he was putting into a hole the size of Phil Mickelson's ego. Comedy guy Torben Rolfsson of Vancouver. Leafs can't overcome NHL All-Star Championship Parade hangover, lose to Isles 3-2. Headline at the Canadian parody website The Beaverton. Republicans claim Taylor Swift part of vast liberal conspiracy to make Americans watch football. Headline at TheOnion.com. The Onion celebrates Andy Reid, one of the greatest minds in the history of lunch. Interesting note from Dark.com. Since the first Super Bowl in 1967, the cost of a 30-second ad has gone up 185x. If these items kept pace with that type of inflation, chicken wings would cost $43 a pound today, 23 cents a pound in 1967, and a six-pack of beer would be $340. Care to comment? Email brucebenton2003@yahoo.ca. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.